Yes, okay.
Oh, the who.
Very okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't describe that one very well. What do you put in the top of a bottle to keep the liquid from spilling out?
Cap.
Something that goes down inside the bottle.
Cork.
Okay, good. Any other names for that?
No. Cork, cap.
All right. Musical instrument that children play like this?
Harmonica.
Yes. Do you ever hear that called anything else?
No.
All right. How about one that you hold between your teeth and pick with your fingers and it twangs?
You hold it between your teeth and pick with your fingers. I'm sorry.
I'm not sure I ever saw it, so I can't demonstrate or anything what it looks like.
I'm not really sure I've seen it or heard of it.
Did you ever hear of a juice harp?
A juice harp.
Juice?
J-E-W-S. Jews.
That, yes.
Like a synagogue Jew.
Yeah.
I've heard of the Jews, huh? Lit harp, but don't ask me what it is.
Okay.
But I've not heard of the juice.
Okay. It's pronounced both ways. Some say one, some say the other.
Jews harp, I've heard of.
Okay.
I just never heard of the juice.
What do you pound nails with?
Hammer.
All right. And if you have a wagon and two horses, what's the long wooden piece between the horses? If you don't know, just say you don't know.
No, I do know.
If you haven't picked up a horse yet, lately.
I do know.
Okay.
What is the long wooden piece between the horse and the wagon?
No, between the two horses.
Is it, you're talking about the harness.
No.
I know. Okay, I'm going to say yo, but go ahead.
All right. Suppose you have just one horse pulling a buggy, and you back him in between two wooden pieces, which you call the...
Is it a yoke? I don't know.
Okay. You don't have to know all these things. You know, I doubt that you every day go out and hitch up your horses to
a wagon. I know. I
should
know the answers, though.
No, not necessarily. What about the outside of a wagon wheel? The steel
spoke, the rim.
Okay, yes. Did you ever hear of a felly or a feller?
Feller.
As part of a wagon wheel.
Oh, no.
Okay. If, you're hitching a horse to a wagon, what do you call the bar of wood that you fasten the traces to?
I'm sorry, I don't know.
This is something I never heard of. You ever hear of a single tree? That's what it is.
No.
I never, ever heard of a single tree before. My father had, though.
A single tree.
So?
I'll ask mine.
You ask your mother if she's heard of that, or your uncle. If a man had a load of wood in his wagon and he was driving along with it, you would say he's doing what to the wood? If he was unloading it and then loading some more and he's taking it from one place to another.
Hauling wood.
Mm-hmm. If there's a log across the road and it's too heavy to lift, you might say, I'm going to tie a rope to it and...
Pull the log.
Or...
Hoist.
You're not lifting it, you're...
Drag.
Yes, you might say, yesterday I...
Drug.
And I have often...
I've often drugged the log.
Okay. What do you break the ground with in the spring? What instrument?
Tiller.
Well, on a farm.
Plow.
All right. Do you know any different types of plows?
No.
Okay. How about something...
Hand plow. Mule plow. One that a mule pulls?
Mm-hmm. Something that would break the ground up even finer than a plow?
No, but tell me.
Harrow?
No.
Have you ever heard that word?
No, never.
Okay. What about the thing that goes under the wagon that the wheels fit onto? Under a car, too. Just a long piece that goes across and there's one wheel on each side.
Oh, yeah. What?
Axle.
Oh, okay. Farm turns to cars, okay.
Okay. Are you familiar with an X-shaped frame that you might lay a log across?
X-shaped frame that you might
lay a log across.
To do what?
Chop it.